KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, it's mostly cloudy and 15 degrees. We look forward to be partly cloudy to cloudy today, a high of 26. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating and Fontenelle. Call 641-745-5253. Atlantic Medical Center, RHC, will soon be immersed in a major renovation project, which will close half the clinic at one time. The north half of the clinic, suites A, C, and D, will be under construction from the end of December to July of 2021. The south half of the clinic, suites B and E, will be under construction from July of 21 through December of 2021. In order to preserve access to care for patients, several providers' schedules and locations are changing. The first phase, December 2020 through July 2021 of construction at AMC, all patients will be seen in the exam rooms located in suites B and E, and on the second floor across from I Associates. Dr. Angie Wepler, Mary Robinson, and Stacy Bean will be seeing patients in the exam rooms located on the second floor across from I Associates. Jessica Jackson will be at the Griswold Medical Center all day on Mondays. Dr. Elaine Berry will be at the Griswold Medical Center all day on Tuesdays. Dr. Angie Wepler will be at the Griswold Medical Center all day on Thursdays. Alicia Hardy will be at the Messina Medical Center on Mondays. As of yesterday, Stacy Bean will be at the Anita Medical Center for a half a day on Wednesdays and all day on Thursdays. She'll also be in Atlantic all day on Monday. And Dr. Bethel Kopp will see patients on January. She'll be at the Atlantic Medical Center on Mondays and the Messina Medical Center on Tuesdays and Thursdays. To make an appointment with any of those individuals, you can contact the Atlantic Medical Center or any satellite clinic by calling 712-243-2850. Well, information from the state of Iowa's coronavirus dashboard as of last hour show that long-term care facility outbreaks are down from 144 on Monday to 139 as of this morning. There are 5,541 positive cases and 2,657 recoveries reported in Iowa's care facilities to date. State data show nearly 1.3 million Iowans have been tested for coronavirus, with a total of 196,145 recovered. The number of positive COVID statewide was up 1,337 as of last hour to 258,250. Iowa's 14-day positivity rate has fallen from 15.1% yesterday to 14.2% today, and the 7-day rate is down to 10.5%. It was 11.1% yesterday. Hospitalization data shows an increase. However, the 791 Iowans with COVID-19 are in the hospital across the state, and that's up from 764 yesterday. 166 COVID patients remain in an ICU. That's 6 more than on Monday. 85 were admitted compared to 76 yesterday. 88 are on a ventilator, and that's 2 more than Monday. The analysis shows 563 patients had a primary COVID-19 diagnosis, while 231 were hospitalized for another reason but tested positive for the virus. In western and southwest Iowa, hospitals report 54 Iowans are hospitalized with COVID compared to 49 yesterday. 19 are in an ICU. That's 5 more than reported Monday. 7 were admitted to a hospital, which is up 3 from Monday, and 7 patients are on a ventilator. That's up 1 from Monday. Cass County has 4 new cases of COVID-19 for a total since the beginning of the pandemic of 932. Audubon has 6 more cases for a total of 334. Guthrie County is up 9 to 852. Harrison County is up a dozen to 1,264 positive cases. Also, Montgomery County is up a dozen to 631. Pottawatomie County had 33 new cases for a total of 7,508. Shelby County was up 9 to 867. Those are just some of the data that's available this morning from our website at kjan.com. Officials with the Southwest Iowa Foundation report the Audubon and Cass County Community Foundations are happy to announce that applications are now being accepted from organizations providing separate charitable services in Audubon and Cass County, respectively. As part of the spring grant cycle, about $90,000 is available to support nonprofit organizations and community projects in each county. The deadline to apply for the funds through the online application process is February 1st. So beginning today, December 15th, application details, a fact sheet, and a link to the application form can be found online by selecting your respective county listing at www.swiowafoundations.org. Applications will only be accepted through the online system. Made possible through the State of Iowa County Endowment Fund Program, this particular cycle of grants is funded by a percentage of the state's commercial gaming tax revenue, which is distributed annually to participating community foundations that are associated with counties without a state issued gambling license. Only organizations providing services in Cass or Audubon counties, respectively, are eligible to apply, and they must be able to demonstrate broad community and county support, be an IRS-approved 501c3 public charity, and a local municipality or fiscally sponsored project. Now, both Cass and Audubon County foundations say their aim is to improve the quality of life in their respective counties by supporting community needs in the areas of civic engagement, culture, health, education, and social services. The objective of the grant program is to fund projects that will have a permanent impact on and in both counties. And due to the ongoing impact of the COVID-19 pandemic for the spring of 2021, the two community foundations will entertain requests for program and operating support, in addition to the historic focus on items of permanence. You can contact Stacy Goodman or Tess Hauser at the Omaha Foundation with any application-related questions. Their number is 800-794-3548. All completed grant applications will be considered at the March board meeting, with applicants being notified of funding decisions by the end of March. Well, six Iowans have cast their votes in the Electoral College for President Donald Trump and Vice President Mike Pence. Trump finished 8 points ahead of Joe Biden in Iowa and carried all but six of Iowa's 99 counties. Governor Kim Reynolds was on hand Monday morning to greet the electors at the state capitol.
Turnout for the general election was incredibly high in the state of Iowa, and I think that's something that we can all be very proud of.
Turnout in Iowa was over 76%, in fact, for the November election. Secretary of State Paul Pate administered an oath to the six electors and formally announced the outcome of the presidential election in Iowa.
897,672 Iowans voted for Donald Trump for president and Mike Pence for vice president. Those votes were technically and legally votes cast for the six of you. I want to congratulate you, the electors, and thank you for your service.
David Chung of Cedar Rapids is a longtime Republican Party activist, but it was the first time he served as an elector.
It's kind of bittersweet. Obviously, I'm a Republican elector, so I was hoping to be part of re-electing a Republican president, but still happy to be a part of the process.
Chung is the elector representing Iowa's 1st congressional district. The elector signed a number of documents, some of which will be delivered to Congress. Ronald Forsell of Waukee, the elector representing Iowa's 3rd congressional district, says he practiced his signature for a bit before the occasion.
It's a tremendous honor. I mean, there's only 538 in the whole country.
The U.S. House and Senate will meet in a joint session January 6th to officially count the 538 Electoral College votes that were cast on Monday. A small group of healthcare workers were the first people in Iowa to get the coronavirus vaccine, kicking off a months-long campaign to deliver shots to state residents. The arrival of the vaccine marks a milestone in the fight against the virus that has killed roughly one in every 964 residents in Iowa, infected hundreds of thousands more, filled up hospitals, and closed many public school buildings. University of Iowa Hospitals and Clinics said Monday that it had received 1,000 doses of the vaccine manufactured by Pfizer and its German partner BioNTech. The hospital soon started vaccinating its employees, saying it anticipated more than 50 would receive the first two doses of the vaccine on Monday. The news was brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing at Heating and Fontenelle. Call 641-745-5253. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.